Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
My vision for 3 and Out is we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless
radio show that everybody
in the SEC wants to
listen to.
That's my goal. These guys realize that we want to change the culture. They're hungry. These guys are ready to get started, and I'm excited about it. All right. Your expectations, all right, aren't near what mine are.
All right. 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 All right.
Our program has the history, the facilities, the tradition, and the resources to play with anyone, anytime, and that's what we're going to do again.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, even though no one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and Out, NFL Draft Day edition of the program. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, and Ben T.
The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock.
Boo.
Boo.
Well, I needed to boo you before.
You should have been booing when I stepped up to the podium. That's on you, man.
Hello, Nashville. And welcome.
Hello, Nashville.
To the 2019.
Hello, Nashville.
NFL Draft. Boo.
Nah, this ain't Philly.
The Arizona Cardinals.
He's going to get a nice warm welcome.
Wait, we already have a trade. John Gruden is now on the clock. That was quick.
Let's take a look at the war room in Oakland.
It's just Mayock sitting there with his head in his hands. Will we get the tradition unlike any other where somehow the Cowboys draft board will get leaked via some grainy image where you can figure out that they have some really weird player either way too high or way too low? Because that seems to happen every single year.
Well, I don't know.
I can't wait.
But maybe. It's possible.
You said before we started the show, least anticipated draft
man,
ever.
No one seems to care about this one.
I think it's just an hour circles.
I mean, maybe, but
maybe. I mean, we don't really have any of the players. That's part of the
problem. Maybe there's just no drama.
We're like, you know, we're watching Derek Barnett and guys fairly recently. Now it's just
maybe
like
that's it.
A long wait.
Could be. I don't know. Sorry.
Daniel Jeremiah tweeted out a bunch of stuff, none of which made sense. And his point was that nothing in this draft makes sense.
Sounds about right.
He still has Kyler Murray going number one, his latest and final NFL mock draft. There's a lot of chatter about the Cardinals being undecided on what they'll do with the first pick.
Baloney.
How do you not know? By the day of. You just tell everybody you don't know, right?
You watched the movie Draft Day, didn't you?
Because that was a documentary.
Yeah. What, do you think that was made for TV?
I mean, it was pretty spot on that
the
Browns were having a high pick at some point.
Yeah, I don't even really remember what
happened in that. That movie was prophecy.
What, did they have, like, did they end up with... I can't remember what happened in the movie.
They ended up drafting Arian Foster with their second first-round pick.
What?
The running back they ended up drafting, it was some guy from Florida State in the movie, but it was Arian Foster playing the role.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was. It really was Arian Foster.
Yeah. Yeah.
They weren't going to go for Bo Callahan, who was the quarterback who didn't have any friends.
Not a good teammate.
Didn't like him.
Not a good teammate. Can't draft him.
Is Kyler Murray a good teammate?
I don't know.
I feel like it'd be hard to be a good teammate when you make $4 million and everybody else is just in college.
Unless you buy him everything.
What if he's broke?
Dinner on Kyler. Again, your apartment's real nice, man. Love the four bedrooms by yourself.
That's why you need to go play football. Get that money quicker. This was the right decision there, right? He's gonna go number one overall.
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. I don't care. Kyler Murray.
You're such a Debbie Downer today.
What are you talking? I'm just saying this draft does not intrigue me.
Draft Valentine.
It's not a fun draft. Remember how long we talked about what the Browns would do?
It's true.
Last year?
That was fun.
This year is just nothing.
You're not excited about what the Raiders are going to do with all their first-round picks?
No, I'm not. Why would I be? Who cares?
I don't know.
I am.
The Browns, the Raiders, like they're the same thing. They're both people that can't get out of their own way.
I mean, maybe watching how John Gruden and Mike Mayock screw this thing up is
up and down the board.
Apparently, Dan Snyder of the Washington Redskins, there's a report that he's now kind of taken over and will be making the selection.
Oh, yeah, that'll be wonderful.
I love it when owners do that. They know the importance of the draft, so they step in and make sure things go according to plan.
Usually at the last minute and
yep,
very unprepared.
After doing no scouting work, yep. It's like, no, I met this dude's mom. A guy on the street told me to draft this dude.
The homeless guy said, draft Johnny Manziel. Yeah.
Worked out like a charm. Nah, sorry, man. Can't get into the draft. Just don't really care that much. I mean, I'll watch it, I guess, to see if something crazy happens. See what trades go down. But I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I'm super interested tonight.
The problem with the Raiders is they do pick at 4, but then their next one's not until 24.
Yep.
So they've got, you know, and then they've got 27, I think, and, you know, it.
The problem? What do you mean the problem? They got three first-round draft picks.
No,
the problem.
I just mean the reason the Browns was so interesting last year is because there were two
one
picks
four,
so,
yeah.
So near the top. So, I mean, you can say the Raiders control the draft this year, which, I mean, if they want to trade and move around, obviously they can. So in that regard, it's true. But not nearly the way the Browns controlled everything because whoever they picked first created the domino effect. And then when they picked fourth, it, you know, they could skew the whole thing one direction or the other.
You mentioned the Raiders picking at 24 and 27. Again, I still think it's interesting because those picks are Dallas and Chicago, respectively. So the fact that neither one of those teams was looking to probably do a whole lot, but then those teams make the trade with Oakland and end up making it to the playoffs.
So those picks are lower.
Yeah.
Yep. Sucks to be you, Oakland. Soon to be Las Vegas.
They got three first. It doesn't suck to be them. They got three first-round draft picks. They had three.
Yeah, I know, but just saying.
One early, two late. Like, that's pretty damn good. They're going to get three of the top 27 players on their board.
I mean, I'd rather have Khalil Mack, but that's just me, you know, and pretty much everyone
else. Well,
maybe
they're going to draft the next Khalil Mack. I just can't believe you're poo-pooing three first-round draft picks. Oh, those poor Raiders idiots. What are you doing?
I'm just saying the odds are one of those teams wouldn't be that good and make the playoffs. They could have been at 4-8 in 24.
Yeah, or they could have just had one pick at all.
True.
I feel like you're looking a gift horse in the mouth here. Three first round draft picks. Who was the last team to have three?
Minnesota.
What year was that?
When did CP get
drafted? 2010?
No.
2011?
Yeah, sounds right.
I think they'll take it.
No, 13.
Okay, 13.
They didn't have three going into the night, I don't believe.
And couldn't be 13.
Trading. What year CP got drafted?
Was that after the 2012 season he got drafted?
Yeah.
So do we think Dan Snyder with the Redskins at 15?
Don't care.
Is he stepping in because he's got to have a quarterback, sell some tickets, do some stuff. Maybe they had some scouts saying, you know, we probably should take this you know, boring linemen, and he's like, no, give me Haskins or Jones. Got to be one of those guys. They pick a 15. Daniel Jeremiah has them with Dwayne Haskins.
I think if Dwayne Haskins falls to 15, then they'll take him.
Are we really talking
yes!
Washington Redskins picks?
Yes, Houston, it's the first round of the draft tonight. What else?
The Redskins?
What would you like to talk about?
We can talk about the draft. I just don't want to break down the Redskins draft board.
We're talking quarterbacks here. Quarterbacks always run the storylines for the NFL
draft.
That's
not what we were talking. True. We were talking the Redskins pick.
I feel like every pick
they
now.
They do have to have a quarterback, though.
I feel like every pick now in the NFL draft is like, okay, we're on the clock. Do we want to take a quarterback? Okay, no. Next portion of the flow chart. Like, that's how it goes for every single team.
Alex Smith is not looking like he's going to be playing after that devastating injury he had.
Colt McCoy broke his leg, too, although I think he's more normal.
His is a clean break.
Alex Smith. Yikes. Well, who are you excited about tonight? What team are you looking forward to seeing what they do?
Tennessee baseball. On the road, Arkansas.
That's tonight.
No, it's tomorrow. Yeah. Dang it. Everything is ruined. Stupid NFL draft. I liked it better when it was Easter weekend and they moved the game to Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Can I entice you with the Titans?
Probably
maybe
not.
Going wide receiver.
Yes.
At 19.
Yes, you can maybe entice me with that.
And it's not.
Please just don't let it be one of those stupid Iowa idiot tight ends.
DJ Metcalf.
Who is it?
Marquise Brown.
Oklahoma.
I know some believe Tennessee will go with a D lineman, but this is a huge year for Marcus Mariota. They give him some more help. However, there have been some rumblings. This is one of the things that he tweeted yesterday.
Love those rumblings.
That the Titans could be a surprise entrant into the quarterback market.
Shut up.
With Drew Lock as their target.
They're not drafting Drew Lock at 19.
I told you every pick now is. Should we go quarterback?
If we take baby hands Drew Lock from Missouri, coached by Dooley, I'm dipping out on the Titans forever. Not coming back.
Forever?
Drew Lock? I have bigger hands than him. By half an inch, which is an eternity of distance in the NFL.
Light years.
Yes. Light years can be measured in distance. Because it's both time and distance. It's how light years are measured. Speed of light, distance traveled in a year. Light year, bang. If they take little digit Drew Lock with the tiny hands and his stupid Tennessee fans on Twitter were mean to Coach Dooley, so I threw a bunch of touchdowns. I am out. Go D-line. Get some wide receiver that no one's heard of. Definitely don't get Metcalf. It's not like the guy's 6'5", 0% body fat, running a 4.3. Don't get him. Just draft an Iowa tight end. What the hell ever. I don't care. Go get one of those dopes. Well, he runs good routes and he's really blocks good.
Named Noah. Get the one named Noah.
Yeah, I guess. He's going to be the one that's left, right?
I don't know.
The other one goes first? Is the other one the better one?
TJ Hawkinson, yeah.
Yeah.
Noah Font.
Yeah, Noah Font. Most boring name ever.
I think you mentioned DK Metcalf. AJ Brown, who is also a former Ole Miss player, will probably be the second receiver off the board. But I think AJ Brown will have a better NFL career than DK Metcalf.
And why is that?
Even though the measurables favor Metcalf, Brown just seems to be a more productive receiver overall. He's not as talented, but it seems whenever you just kind of watch him go up, get the 50-50 balls, he seems like the type of guy that I just personally think will be able to continue to do that. And for Metcalf, from what I've seen, I mean, both those wide receivers, they've did have the benefit of having Jordan Te'amu slinging the ball to him last year.
Marquise Brown's, I know you're talking about a different Brown, but
yeah,
Marquise Brown, his nickname is Hollywood. All right.
That was just
That's just random. Sorry.
Good stat.
Yeah. He's 5'9"?
I didn't know. I... Titans need help on the outside.
He's fine. DK Metcalf, 6'4", 230, 440. Give me that. He's a young lad. He's only a sophomore. He left really early. He's still learning the game. Go buy short, go long. Metcalf.
Like Metcalf?
I don't know how many times I need to say it.
Yeah, Hollywood.
I like Metcalf.
Hollywood is a skinny but speedy receiver with game-breaking potential in every snap. His ability to race past cornerbacks, separate deep, will require specific coverage and safeties ready to help. His thin frame is a liability when faced with contested catches, both short and deep. And long-term durability is a legitimate concern. However, the ability to threaten deep with long speed and short as an elite run-after-catch talent gives him a chance to become the most impactful wideout in this draft.
Who is this?
Marquise
Hollywood Brown.
5'9".
5'9".
Pass.
133.
Next. Next.
Oh, no, sorry. He was 130.
Next.
He was 130 pounds
Next.
When he got to college. He's 166 now.
Who's throwing him the ball if he goes to the Titans? Next. Give me DK Metcalf.
Ryan Tannehill.
Huge catch radius.
Ryan Tannehill.
Shh. Huge catch radius for Metcalf.
Brown also qualified late academically, had to go to the College of the Canyons in California, working jobs while trying to keep his grades up so he could take the next step.
Great breakdown here.
DK
Metcalf only played 7 games last year before being injured. He went over 80 yards in all but 2 of those games, including the game he got hurt against Arkansas. He had 1 catch for 50 yards in that game. The only team to really slow him down, LSU, 3 catches, 37 yards. He had 2 catches for 92 and a touchdown against Alabama. I think that was the first play of the game, if I'm not mistaken, where he outran Alabama's secondary. Isn't that what you need? A guy you just kind of throw it out in front of him if you're the Titans and just watch him go run under it and then sprint by everyone else on the field? Do I really need a 5'9"? Yeah, he's kind of open, but if the throw's not perfect, he's not going to catch it because he's so tiny. Come on. Come. Ben Lee just texted me and said, Odell Beckham Jr. is only 5'10". He's also a freakazoid.
It sounds like Hollywood's kind of freaky, too.
Okay, kind of freaky is not freakazoid.
His NFL draft comparison player was DeSean Jackson. There you go. No, I don't know. I don't know anything about.
I've noticed.
This is the only wide receiver in this mock draft's entire first round.
Really?
So is there a chance the Titans get the pick of the litter at wideout?
Oh, by far, yes.
You don't think it's possible anyone ahead of the Titans takes one?
It's possible, but
well, that pick of the litter means Titans.
I know, but I'm just saying like. There might be a team that ends up going for Metcalf, but I don't think there's going to be another receiver taken if it's not Metcalf, another receiver taken before number 19.
So you like AJ Brown?
He's good.
Fourth
AJ,
receiver.
AJ Brown.
I'm not drafting him at 19, but yeah, I think he will be better than DK Metcalf.
Really? All right. Davey's trusting his eyes on that one.
I don't know what he's looking at. I mean, don't
get me
wrong.
AJ Brown, 6 foot, 226.
AJ Brown is good. DK Metcalf is an untapped resource. He's only played 1.5 seasons. I mean, he redshirted.
Nate, were you saying the Titans, you were looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft?
Yeah, and the only receiver in the first round is Marquise Brown to the Titans.
I mean, if you go to NFL.com, they have Daniel Jeremiah, Chris Davis, and Rhett Lewis, I believe, just putting it there. And Charles Davis has the Titans taking Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State.
Someone recently said he might be the best player. Was it Kuiper said he might be the best player in this draft, Jeffrey Simmons?
He got hurt, right?
I want to say yes, and obviously
yes.
There's some more previous.
Like towards ACL.
There were a lot of people that
in his workouts.
They were talking about having the doctors check him off before mm-hmm. anybody would take a shot on him. So I think he's a player that's a lot better than he's going to get drafted just due to the injury, which, I mean, you see happen a lot. That happened with Jalen Smith for the Dallas Cowboys a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever he tore his ACL, and I believe it was the last bowl or the bowl game for Notre Dame. But Rhett Lewis has the Titans at 19 drafting quarterback Daniel Jones.
How would you feel about that? If it's not, if it is a quarterback, but it's not Baby Hands Locke.
It's a Cutcliffe guy.
Oh, there you go. Davey playing the orange card on you.
Cutcliffe's at Duke.
And the blue card at the same time.
I hate orange and blue together.
Dang it.
All right, I guess I could be okay with that. Maybe.
No, no.
This whole I haven't heard.
Don't draft a quarterback this year. It's a bad idea unless you're going to get one of the top guys, and you're not going to get one at 19. Don't do it.
I think they'll take a guy at some point in the draft at quarterback, but there's no reason they should draft a quarterback in the first three rounds.
No. Don't do it, Titans, please.
I mean, they're going to need another developmental
guy. Give me,
guy.
What's the boring guy's name? Noah Font? Eight letters in the guy's first and last name. Jeez, could you be any more boring? Noah Font. Yeah, just give me that guy. Let me be mad, and we'll move on. It's whatever. Iowa. I just don't want players from Iowa, unless they're on the offensive line. Tight end does not count. No way these guys are as good as people think they are. Iowa is a pretender every year, and here we go. They got two tight ends? Why haven't I heard about them? Huh? If they're so great.
It's true.
I'm not taking a tight end in the first round unless he is a mean baller. These guys probably not mean ballers. Maybe they are.
He might drop to the second round.
I didn't interview him.
I do believe both Iowa tight ends will go in the first round, but outside of those two, Irv Smith from Alabama is the only other possibility I could see for a tight end being drafted in the first round.
Yeah, no wear and tear.
Those three guys are the top graded ones on according to NFL.com's draft tracker. TJ Hockenson, Iowa. Irv Smith, Alabama. And then Noah Font, also Iowa.
You just now see the tight ends. It's more of the, not just the bigger guys that are going to be able to stay in and block, but really the receivers that, they're just big enough. All right, we're going to put them at tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just
playmaking ability.
You know who you could maybe move to tight end if he didn't work out at receiver? DK Metcalf. It's like, man, this guy's really big and strong. Not quite picking up the receiver position. Ah, let's just put 30 pounds on him, move him to tight end. He'd still be running 4.4. You get your tight end and or a receiver with this guy. It's a no-brainer.
I'm not filling the mock draft from Rhett Lewis, but he has DK Metcalf falling all the way to 32nd being drafted by the Patriots.
Yeah, watch what happens if that happens. Tom Brady's going to win four more Super Bowls throwing to DK Metcalf.
Well, he's not even in the first round of Jeremiah's. That's crazy. Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he has.
Maybe I'm the idiot falling in love with Metcalf. Maybe that's me, but he checks the boxes. He was an underutilized player in college. He's 6'4", 230. He runs a 4.33 or whatever the hell it was. We know he can catch. We know he can run. And he's got a catch radius the size of a garage. Two car. 10-foot ceiling in that thing.
I'm just always hesitant on drafting someone very high whenever really before the NFL combine, you weren't expecting him to go anywhere near that in that range. Because, I mean,
it's just because he got hurt. He was putting together a really good season until he got hurt. I mean, I can't remember who their last five games were against.
We got a classic upside, just haven't seen it yet, versus put on the tape. Look how good this guy was in college.
I mean, he was hunting a 1,000-yard season before the injury. 26 catches, 569 yards. That's 22 yards a catch, 5 touchdowns. And then he gets hurt at Arkansas. And he has already played LSU, Alabama, and Texas Tech. I think I'd roll the dice. Titans play it safe too much anyway.
I wouldn't mind them I don't think they'll actually end up drafting at 19.
Then they're going up or down?
They'll probably go up to then go back down, knowing John Robinson. Like, I honestly think, as far as trade, you're going to see more trades tonight than you have in like the last 4 years.
Because this draft sucks. Because this draft is not good. That's why. It's not a good draft. I'm not excited about it. I'm not excited about it. I mean, I'm going to watch that. I'll watch it.
I mean, personally, I want a lot of quarterbacks to go in the first, just because if that's the case, then that's leaving a lot of the better players on the board for the Titans. But, man, outside of Kyler Murray, I don't trust Gettleman. Like, he'll end up doing something stupid for the Giants. I mean, they need a quarterback, but it's like it looks as though they're just going to continue to roll out Eli Manning until the NFL is in year, like, 100. So,
A.J. Brown had 85 catches for 1,320 yards last season.
No, yeah. He was the go-to guy. I'm not saying he wasn't. He's also healthy.
He had 75 for 1,252 the year before.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying
DK's
a monster.
Just kind of pointing out the debate. You know, it's like the guy you've seen do it in college or the guy who's better physically, so people take a chance on the upside.
He's a monster. Monster. I'm going to watch some film on DK Metcalf during the break and then be mad when he goes like the friggin' Colts or something.
Get your reaction on the flip side, 865-546-8200. If you want to weigh in on what the Titans should do tonight or maybe just your favorite team, give us a shout or you can tweet us at Fox Sports Knox. We'll be back with more 3 and Out.
You're listening.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. 865-546-8200. If you want to weigh in on the NFL draft, despite Houston and his haterade over here.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Shout out to Ben T, who correctly pointed out that Marquise Brown was completely dynamic, torched college football this past year for Oklahoma in that offense.
That gimmicky offense inflated the numbers.
That gimmicky offense is about to take over the NFL.
Gimmick. It's a gimmick.
Guess we'll see.
It's a flash in the pan. All sizzle, no steak. How many championships did they get this year? Zero. In case you were counting, it was zero.
Oklahoma?
They got the Big 12 championship.
They're Big 12 champions.
That doesn't count. I'm talking championship championships. Championship championships.
I was like,
the Big 12.
You said that, and the three of us looked at each other like,
no, I'm
wait
not,
a minute.
I'm not talking about conference championships. I'm talking titles and Super Bowls, zero. Don't think I watched them beat Texas. I know that they're the Big 12 champs, even without a defense. Yeah, they scored a lot. It'll just take a year or so.
They fired their defensive coordinator like mid-season and still ended up making it to the playoff.
It was like week three. It was like right after the Red River rivalry. They were like, well, can't do that again. See you, Stoops. The last Stoops. See you, bud.
Let's go to the phone lines. We got Westchester on the horn. What's up, Westchester?
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
Morning, bud.
Before I get to my call, quit being a sheep. It'll always be the Red River Shootout. Don't ever call it the rivalry again.
Can't do it. FCC, you'll shut me right down.
Yeah. We're this Fan Run Radio. The fans want to call the shootout.
Fair enough. I side with the U.S. I stand with Westchester.
I do
on
too.
This one.
It's the Red River Shootout.
I rarely hear that. Thanks, guys. It's good to hear that every now and then. listen, so the draft is the draft starts at 8 Eastern, right?
Yes.
And it's about roughly, 5 minutes per pick in the first round, if that?
10.
But like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
For
yeah.
How fast they actually pick them.
I don't know. With all these trades, Westchester, it could slow it down. It's possible.
So I've got, but if you had to put the over-under on when the Titans are going to actually make their pick tonight, where are you putting it at, roughly? Like 9:15, 9:30? 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
9:38.
9:18.
I'll split the difference and say between 9:30 and 10.
Okay.
9:45.
I have at least what I'm hearing is I have at least 14 more hours to pretend like the Titans aren't going to screw up this draft,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
14 hours to hope and pray that what they do makes sense.
Yeah, because we know it won't, but we can at least pretend, right?
I don't know. Like, I'll give J-Rob the credit. He's not really had any first-round blunders, in my opinion. I thought last year trading up just a bit to go take Rashawn Evans was a good decision. I know he didn't really flash last year, but he picked it up later towards the end of the season. He battled some injuries to begin with. And whenever they ended up going Corey Davis and, cornerback from USC, Adoree Jackson. Adoree's playing lights out.
I don't know about lights out. He's been good.
I just don't agree with the people that are smarter than me are saying they need to go defensive line first. I think they need to go tight end first. I think that needs to be there. I think there's such a drop-off at tight end after the first two or three that if you don't pick one at 19, you might as well not pick one until round three. And I think they need that position.
Noah Font, come on down. Boring Iowa tight ends. He's probably going to be an all-pro.
Well, Titans' new offensive coordinator was the tight ends coach last year.
Would you agree with me, though, that it's a first or it's a third round? There's not a lot of...
I would say, yeah, there's a decent drop-off at the tight end position once you get past the first three or four guys.
Yeah. Defensive line wouldn't hurt, but I just don't see it as the pressing need.
It's a deep draft for defensive line, though. So if you are looking at tight end as seriously as it appears the Titans are, I mean, it does make sense to take one earlier and then, you know, just get your defensive lineman in the second round because, again, everyone keeps saying this might be one of the deepest D-line classes in a long time, which isn't – it's not like the flashiest position group, you know, heading into a draft. Everyone loves it when it's quarterback heavy or running back heavy or receiver heavy, but – it is deep on D-line.
I just and we're not going to solve any quarterback problems tonight, right?
No. I don't know that any team solves a quarterback issue tonight or tomorrow. Like I don't know that I trust any of these quarterbacks to be a guarantee.
And one last question, I'll get out of here. How many Botch Jones players from Tennessee are going in the first round tonight?
Sounds about right, Westchester.
Yeah, that'd be a the O in Botch is your answer.
Yes,
I mean, do you count as Alabama players this year?
No,
because I can answer that.
Stop it.
Oh. Thanks, guys. Have a good show.
Thanks, Westchester. Was it 3 years ago? They were like, how many first round draft picks are on this team? There was a local TV show Sunday mornings was saying how talented the roster is.
Oh yeah,
zero players. Well,
they said draftable players.
Draftable.
They had 11.
They had 11 on
this team.
They keep saying Kyle Phillips might get drafted.
There's going to be
– I don't
– the over-under's at like 0.5. Like somebody
maybe the Titans could take him in like the seventh
round. An expert in this town has a Sunday morning TV show said 11 to 13 guys could be drafted. Yeah,
in 2017?
We're like 0.5.
How many got drafted last year?
One. Galdon? No, two, because McKenzie got drafted, and they changed him from defense to offense.
All right. Poof. Just. All right.
Preston Williams will get drafted this year.
Butch will take credit for that one. That'll be on his little. Has coached this many drafted players in the last 10 years. Mm.
God. Wait, is Jalen Hurd in this draft?
Yep.
Yeah. I think he will get drafted.
There's another tight end wide receiver combo.
Yeah. It's.
Could have been a star.
I'm trying to think.
Imagine the pass catchers could add. Just let the guy play wide receiver.
If I've seen him in any full-on like mock drafts that do all seven rounds,
mm-hmm.
That situation, man. Ugh.
It's a good point by Westchester.
What's that?
And it's kind of depressing. About how many Butch Jones.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just kind of proves you weren't as talented as maybe you thought you were.
Well, you... You didn't coach them right. They left. I mean, I've got Jalen Hurd here. Let's see, he's around like 10 to 12 best receiver. They should be in the mix. Day
three. Yeah, if they got him that That high? I didn't realize. Wow.
Wait, he's ahead of Preston Williams on here. So he had two draftable wide receivers. They just didn't play for you, either at that position.
This is not helping my draft day mood.
You can't wait,
gentlemen.
It doesn't excite you to see Jalen Hurd or his landing place?
This is awful. This has been the worst start to any show we've ever had.
There's a lot of SEC guys in the draft.
At least they're gone. I guess there's the good news.
SEC's had like the most guys drafted per conference for like the last like 10
seasons.
Good.
Get him out of here.
Jalen Hurd is listed ahead of Mecole Hardman.
Good.
Does that make sense? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he was kind of a
all or nothing, just
well,
like here or there.
He was decent at, you know, punt returner, but I feel like at receiver he was not very good. He's a little guy.
When he was a big time recruit, right? Or am I?
Oh yeah.
Okay. He's a four star.
We were trying to.
In fact,
we were
on the
last day.
I want to say maybe at some point he was committed or like an alleged silent to Tennessee, and then ended up going to Georgia.
Final segment, hour one, coming right back at you.
Tick, 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 tick.
Excited
tick,
for the NFL
tick,
draft tonight.
Nope.
Jump around, Houston.
Nope. I'm going to sleep through the draft. I can already feel it.
Sad.
I'm going to probably make a pizza. Eat it.
Oh.
Snooze.
That definitely puts you to sleep.
Here comes Goodell. I'll hear the booze as I doze. It'd be fantastic. Casey Beeman tweets in and says, look at the D-line prospects if you're looking for pop this year in the draft. Yeah, D-line's good.
There you go.
It's good. It's a good D-line class. I've said that. I agree.
Just get one of those Clemson guys.
That's what I was thinking. Get a Clemson DT or pass rush. Let's just roll.
Crew. Put him beside Drill Casey and let's go.
You feel pretty good about that? I feel really good.
I was perusing Charles Davis's mock draft during the break. And he has Jeffrey Simmons going to the Titans, which is, you know, that's D-line. You have to wait a minute, like we talked about him coming off the ACL injury. But the thing that jumped out to me, and it's the one thing that I think we've agreed on so far this morning, Houston, he has Drew Lock going 10th to the Broncos.
Oh, John Elway would seal his fate with that one. I heard this morning that Elway's thinking about just waiting until next year for a quarterback. He doesn't like the class. I agree with him. I'm telling you, I don't think there's a difference maker with the exception of Kyler Murray, and that's only because there's a chance he goes with Cliff Kingsbury and they just build a new offense around him. But all these other guys...
So you're semi-in on Kyler Murray. You're out on Drew Lock.
I'm in on Kyler Murray to Arizona for that reason only.
Yeah. Okay.
Other than
it's like
that,
Baker.
Other than that, it's like, well, maybe I just don't know.
We'll take Kyler Murray out of the question. If you had to put your faith into one quarterback in this class, you got to go all in, and you have to choose somebody. Who would it be?
No,
Dwayne Haskins.
Probably, but no. It's going to be all about fit with Haskins.
He was accurate. That's the one. Like,
no, I agree. He's big and he's strong. And as Stephen A. Smith says, he's a runner. He's not a runner, Stephen
not a
A.
Runner,
Smith.
It's just
he's
black.
Not a runner at all.
It's like the most racist take from Stephen A. Smith.
It was kind of remarkable. Like, what did he run, like a 5.2? He was like, I think he was the slowest quarterback at the draft. It was hilarious. Like, what are we doing here, Stephen A.? A little profiling.
Uh-huh.
No, but he is accurate, and he does have a big arm. He also played for Ohio State in the Big Ten garbage. He played against garbage.
So you want to take Daniel Jones?
I didn't say that. I said Haskins would probably be my number two. After that, gosh, it's just a drop. It's a free fall. That's what makes this so crazy. I feel like this is a really good year for drama if the board was better at positions like quarterback. Because I think the moves would be insane. But I think the fact that the quarterback pool is, I mean, I guess it's deep because there are people in it, but it's not good deep. It's shallow deep. Take that. This is a dirty quarterback pool. Deep, but not clean water. You don't want to be in this water.
You do not want to be swimming in this quarterback pool.
I think he'll probably go in the third round, but I kind of want to put my stock on Will Greer.
I knew he was going to say that. Why?
The guy can sling it.
Yeah, when he has the best receiving corps in college football.
Now, I am a big David Sills, the fifth guy.
See? I mean, were you guys listening to Clay this morning when they do their mock draft where fans call in and they do the first 32 picks? And the fans, they had like five quarterbacks in the first 15. Man, that might actually happen because people go quarterback crazy in the NFL draft. It's, oh, well, he's there and he could be good, so let's just take him. If this was last year's quarterback pool, it would be the most insane night of all time. But it's amazing how many of these quarterbacks put up stupid numbers and then don't have the grades when it comes to being scouted and being looked at and their combines. Like, it just, it really is. It's starting to look like the systems are outshining the quarterbacks. And if you don't get placed in a good spot, in a good offense for what you like to do, I don't know how to project. That's why Kyler Murray makes sense, again, to Arizona, because Cliff Kingsbury knows exactly how to use a player like Kyler Murray. We'll see if it works in the NFL, but at least there's some familiarity there. All these other guys, like, I mean, he's got a big arm. I mean, you know, steroids and stuff, but I mean, it's all about fit. Does he go somewhere with a bunch of talent around him? Someone that's going to let him throw it all over the yard? Can he take a snap from center? I don't know the answer to these questions.
I feel like this, man, I'm looking at this list. I did not realize until you start talking about how deep this class is.
It's deep. It's just bad water.
Guess who's at the bottom of page one on this ranking list, which means, like, I don't know, there's like 20 on here. Jordan Thomas. Like, buried.
That's what I'm saying. System.
Just take him late and put him with Mariota. Like, oh.
It's like the exact same guy.
but one's your first round franchise quarterback, and one you're just going to see what happens.
There are two quarterbacks I'm kind of curious on where they'll go, and they'll be day three guys more than likely. But Tyree Jackson from Buffalo, the dude's 6'7", 245 pounds. He was MAC Player of the Year.
6'7"?
Yeah.
Mercy.
Quarterback. And then Gardner Minshew. What does the Mike Leach product?
Stop.
He's going to get drafted. I'm just curious to see where he goes.
He's ranked as the 12th best quarterback. It's pretty wild. You got Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins.
That guy was going to hold a clipboard for Alabama. Now he's going to get drafted 12th overall at the quarterback position.
Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins.
He owes all that check to Mike Leach.
Drew Lock, Daniel Jones, Ryan Finley. Remember him, North Carolina State?
No.
He never really showed up in any big games. Jarrett Stidham. Everybody's familiar with him.
Man.
Shut his ass down.
See what I mean? Like, the names are big, but then you're like, oh, yeah, they weren't very good. Oh, they weren't very good.
Then Will Greer.
I think I'd take Greer over Stidham, wouldn't you?
I'd almost take.
Or is Stidham a fit thing? Was it like, oh, he would have been so good if it hadn't been at Auburn. If he had stayed at Baylor, he'd have lit the world on fire.
I'd want to see Stidham, like, throw a lot right in front of me before I would.
He can sling it.
Make that call. Then you get into some of the names, you know, you haven't heard of. Clayton Thorson from Northwestern, Manny Wilkins, Tyree Jackson, who Davey just mentioned. Gardner Minshew's on down there. Brett Rippon, that's Mark's son, right? Boise State. Kyle Shermer, Vanderbilt.
Boise.
Trace McSorley's down there. Nick Fitzgerald, your boy. Sneak up and beat somebody.
He ain't a quarterback. He could go to tight end right now.
Jake Browning, Washington. And Jordan Ta'amu, Ole Miss.
Wow.
Pretty wild.
The star power. Incredible. Nope.
I don't remember that many
guys. Don't bankrupt your franchise for a quarterback this year.
I don't remember that many guys that far down the board that I'm like, oh, yeah, remember him. You know, it's kind of wild.
Systems. Did you see Darren Rovell run the 40 in a 404?
It was a 20.
It was a joke, I know.
404.
A 20-yard dash in 404.
Well, I saw the video, and then I saw him, it said 404, and I'm just like, this doesn't make sense, yeah. And I realized, oh, it's cut in half.
20-yard dash. Well, my favorite part was he crosses the finish line and then, like, keeps running because he can't slow down and, like, runs into the wall
to. Oh, I needed a net there or a parachute to slow him down.
Does he not realize that should be the most embarrassing moment of his life?
I think he's finally embracing the embarrassment.
I now see why he finished like 21,484th or whatever in the marathon he ran.
Someone said he runs like he's got $50 worth of quarters in his pockets. the way he wobbles.
Yeah, somebody said he has no calves at all. Like, they just don't exist. It's just all.
I don't know that his knees bend.
Right. like his quads and hamstrings are just carrying the rest of the leg. There's no other bend below the knee.
It's awful. I mean, who was it that he went one-on-one against in basketball?
It was at some game in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. Good for him. Just finally saying, you know what, I'm unathletic. I'm terrible. Let's make fun of myself.
It looks like he has joints fused together. Not just like one joint, like lots of.
No,
like
his
neck.
He has no flexibility. No bend.
Ankles.
No,
it's all fused.
No explosion. Like his vertical, like sub 5 inches, without question. There's no way that guy gets 6 inches off the ground when he jumps. 0% chance. Like, I don't even know if he can walk upstairs. Like, he didn't have enough flexibility to do that. But credit for him for filming that. The fact that he crosses the tape running a 4:04:20 and can't stop until he runs into the wall. Oh, needed the extra takeoff space to slow down.
I mean, he's basically running at 50% what the fast guys are. Like, he's half as slow. Like, that's not, it's crazy.
Isn't the second 20 the fast 20? So, like, would he be?
No, you actually top out and then start slowing down by the end.
I want to see him run a 40. I want to put a time on that.
Hour 2. Coming right back at you next, right here on Fan Run Radio.